Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 fantasy sports radio network.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
There was a penalty kick that the USA made, and that was probably one of the best saves ever. That was another prop bet we talked about on the morning after. Was there going to be a penalty kick? And if there was, would it be missed? And it wasn't missed, but man, there was a hell of a save by the USA goalie there yesterday. It was crazy.
Whistle. Houghton is ready. So is Nair. Houghton shot. Save by Nair.
Yeah, great save by the USA. Alyssa Nair, penalty save there in the waning minutes of that match, of course, securing the USA victory. But prior to that, there was a big goal that was nullified by the video replay. And, of course, people are not happy about that either. Ellen White, of course, England's top scorer. She ended up kicking the ball through the uprights there, scoring a goal, making it 2-2. But only when the refs went to the video replay, they decided she was offsides by a hair. When I tell you a hair, I've watched it 100 times, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how they think she was offsides. Now, those that back the USA, of course, will say, of course it was offsides, but man, oh, man, oh, man. It was in the 68th minute. It was to tie the game, and you're like, wow, that was a little bit close. But listen, bottom line is Ellen White, the same girl that had her goal nullified because of the offsides, she was the one that had the penalty kick a little bit later on to tie the game, and she missed it. So it wasn't as if the soccer gods didn't try to right the ship. England had its chance. England had an opportunity, obviously, to get it done, and they did not. Alex Morgan, of course, is now a lot of people talking about Alex Morgan here this morning, not simply because of She scored yet another goal in the 31st minute there, of course, sending it to the over. No, no, no. They're talking about her celebration, which you can obviously see behind me here. She trolled in England with a little sip of tea. Now, some people thought she was smoking weed. Now, I get it. All right, but obviously they were playing England. So those people that were blowing up because they thought she was promoting drugs, you're the problem, mostly because you're probably on drugs. Taking the situation at whole here, Alex Morgan was playing England in the World Cup in France. They drink tea in France. They drink tea in England. All right, if you guys didn't get that. In fact, she was actually recorded prior to the game getting off the bus. They were sipping actual tea on their way into the stadium, getting ready to play the match. And, you know, she had the pinky up the whole nine. It was really nice. And once again, I know the people from, as a matter of fact, I think one broadcaster from a British TV analyst just went off completely on Alex Morgan and how dare she, and that how that whole sipping thing was just, it was rude. I wasn't happy with it. I mean, take a listen here. This is Leanne Sanderson from the British TV had something to say about Alex Morgan's goal. Here it is.
I expected Alex to grab a goal, but I'm not that happy with that celebration.
Oh, yes.
You can celebrate however you want, but that for me is a bit distasteful.
Oh, yes.
And I don't think she needs to do that. She can celebrate however she wants, and I'm a big believer in the Americans and how they celebrate, but for me, this was a little bit disrespectful.
Not. It is her 30th birthday, to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe that's why she celebrated like that, but for me, I think it's... I could be wrong, but it's based upon playing against England, and we love our tea in England. I'm not a tea drinker, but, you know, that's what we're connected with, so I'm a little bit... I think it's a little bit distasteful.
Why do they always just sound like they're pissed off at everything over there? What do you bet that is shit? Oh, yes, she can celebrate any way she wants, just not sipping tea? Like, seriously? That's what bothered you, the whole sipping tea situation. I really love our tea. Well, listen, I really love my coffee. If somebody celebrated by, you know, pretending to drink a cup of coffee, I could care less. It just goes to show you, man. People will, if there is something to be pissed about, people will be pissed about it. People want to be mad just to be mad, you know. And then the idea of the whole, well, it's her 30th birthday. What the hell does her birthday have to do with her celebration? And do you really think Alex Morgan would celebrate a birthday goal by sipping tea? She was trolling you. Of course she was trolling you. And you know why she was trolling you? Because she knew she'd get a reaction like that. Like, you just can't sip tea in England and make, oh, shut up, will you please?
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 fantasy sports radio network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you guys very much for stopping by, hanging out with us. We got plenty to get to here over the next 55 minutes or so. Plenty of ways for you to make it rain this weekend. It's hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, guys. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship. One legendary sports reporter not happy at all with the whole Nathan's hot dog eating contest. We'll tell you why coming up here this hour. We'll also lay out some of the prop bets that you might want to dabble in if you're looking to lay a little action down on a hot dog eating contest, the classic Nathan's hot dog eating competition. And you got to love that. It doesn't get any more degenerate than us betting Nathan's hot dog eating contests. Any sort of competitive eating situation, love that. Hell, I'm even laying future bets on a Little League World Series. That's the kind of degenerates we're talking about here on Make It Rain, and we love it. We are not going to change one bit. We love this time of year because it gives us an opportunity to dabble in some of these sports that we normally wouldn't. Now, it was a full night last night in Major League Baseball. The underdogs were barking yesterday. The dogs, big time barking. 8-5 they went yesterday. The biggest upset was the Angels, of course, who are just reeling still from the death of Tyler Skaggs, their 27-year-old lefty pitcher, who was just by all accounts, everybody who ever met him talked about him, one of the best and nicest kids in the world. But the Angels, they did it for him last night, +125 over the Rangers. And there were a few other games as well that saw big returns if you went dog shopping. We'll go over that, plus we'll look at tonight's schedule as we get ready for hour number two here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, here we go, guys, as we dive into the world of sports, ways to make it rain. That's what we want to do here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, thank you very much for hanging out with us here on a Wednesday as we get ready for the holiday weekend, July 4th, tomorrow, Independence Day. Those of you that have tomorrow and Friday off, congratulations, a little four-day weekend. Big things happening here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network that we'll go ahead and share with you. Come Monday, all sorts of new programming coming your way, a little old, a little new, a little something, obviously trying to bring you the very best and the very latest information in the world of sports betting, as well as, of course, daily fantasy, and nobody does it better than we do here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, so we're still waiting, of course, on the whole Kawhi Leonard. Where does Kawhi go? What does he do? People are now really starting to huff and puff because they feel as if he's holding teams hostage, and he is to a certain extent, because a lot of teams can't really, well, not a lot of teams, but let's face it, if you are the Clippers, the Lakers, or Toronto, how are you supposed to make any moves if you don't know whether or not Kawhi is going to be on the roster? I mean, the Lakers are obviously all in on Kawhi Leonard because they've got three people on the roster. They got Kuzma, they got AD, and they got LeBron. And they are hoping, praying, and going, all right, he's got to come here now, because if he does, then really at that point, we'll bring in a bunch of D-League players there to fill out the roster. We don't care. But some of the next level guys are just, they're getting plucked off the board, and there's not going to be a whole hell of a lot left to choose from. So some of these teams, and certainly fans, are going, guys, what, like, make a decision here, because hell, even one of the rumors, and I thought this was great, I had read this last night, that people are trying to figure out why Kawhi Leonard has not made his decision yet. People are going, what is the problem here? Like, dude, like, you don't know? Like, you've known the minute that you won the championship. How do you not know whether or not you're coming back to Toronto? How do you not know if you want to go to... We all know he wants to go to L.A. We know this, right? We've always known this. So people are trying to go, what in the world is the problem here? Like, is he doing it just because he wants the whole world to be like, come on, Kawhi, what's he going to do? Or is he really struggling with the decision? Now, some people seem to think that he is deliberately doing this to bury the Lakers. That's, well, believe it or not, that's what some people think. Some people think that he is purposely holding off on making the decision so that next level, that second tier of players will sign with other teams, thus really handcuffing the Lakers and forcing them to put a whole bunch of guys on the roster that nobody else wanted. They're going to get a whole bunch of leftovers simply because they went all in on Kawhi, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. They can't really spend the money anyplace else until they know what Kawhi is doing. Now, some people think he's doing that purposely to bury the Lakers because he's going to the Clippers. And vice versa. So some people believe that the West Coast is where he's going, but the reason that he is holding it up is because, and this is some sinister crap here, and I don't know enough about Kawhi Leonard. If he is playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, I love the move, right? If he really wants to go to the Clippers, what better way to stick it to the in-house rivals than the Lakers, than to watch as every potential free agent they might have made a play for goes someplace else because they were waiting for Kawhi to make the decision. So if he does not choose the Lakers, they're going to be left with absolutely garbage to choose from to fill out that roster. Now, they'll still have LeBron, they'll still have AD. But then you're looking at possible, I don't know what they have left to trade. They're going to have to sign guys off the scrap heap at that particular point. So that's one of the theories that are going on there, is that maybe he is purposely trying to make it so there's a competitive edge to the team he is choosing. I don't think so much with the Clippers, because the Clippers are a situation where they've got a lot of their key pieces here. I think the Clippers are going to be better off than what, because they've got some depth, they've got some bench, and yes, it would be great to have Kawhi, but I do think they are in a better position from a roster standpoint than what the Lakers have. Nothing. They traded away all their young assets. They've got nothing left on this roster. They cleared out everything they could clear out in order to make a push for Kawhi. If Kawhi does not choose the Lakers, they've got the most to lose. Now, Toronto, I'm trying to figure out the motive for Toronto. Some people say that, or one of the other theories is that yesterday was Canada Day, I believe, right? Something along those lines was yesterday, Canada Day. Some people say that he didn't want to disappoint the Canadians and announced that he was going to either the Lakers or the Clippers on Canada Day. He wanted everyone to have a celebration and everyone be happy. So listen, nothing happened on Monday. Nothing happened on Tuesday. Here we are today on Wednesday. Will we have a decision prior to the 4th of July? I don't know with this dude. I really don't. I do know that we've heard from Brian Blowhorse or Windhorse, whatever his name is there. He is saying that the Lakers and the Clippers, for the first time, they are so buttoned down with information that they can't get anything out of sources in both of those camps. And especially for the Lakers, for you not to be able to get, whether it's true or not, for you not to get a peep being leaked out of the Lakers organization, then there is a concerted effort on these teams' part not to say now. So, again, did Kawhi Leonard instruct these teams, listen, I'm going to talk to you, but if I hear absolutely one thing leaked to the media about our discussions, I'm going someplace else? Could it be that the Clippers and the Lakers are very worried about alienating Kawhi Leonard, which is why we're not hearing anything? We haven't heard anything from Toronto anyway, which is also mind-blowing. But Toronto, listen, Toronto knows they're going to have the last shot, right? No matter what the Clippers and the Lakers do, he has promised and given his word to the Toronto organization that they will have the last meeting. They will have the last chance, obviously, to convince him to stay. And so there's really nothing to hear from Toronto because he hasn't met with them yet. And Toronto's also done a very good job. They understand Kawhi Leonard. He trusts the Toronto Raptors. There's really, why would Toronto want to leak? There's no benefit for Toronto leaking anything true or false about Kawhi. So the idea that the Lakers and the Clippers are that buttoned up about this, I tend to believe that Kawhi basically threatened them and said, I don't want to hear a damn thing about any of this. Like, whatever we talk about, it stays here. No Magic Johnson conversations, no nothing, and we're not getting it. And I don't know that we're going to get it today. It would be nice, but guys, I'm not convinced that he's not going to take his sweet time, take the holiday weekend. Maybe we don't get something until Sunday. Maybe he's waiting for the entire 4th of July weekend, a holiday weekend. He is really taking his time. It is his right to take this time. This is what this process was always meant to do, was to give guys the opportunity. You can't do nothing until July 6th, right? We can't do nothing until what, Friday? Or Saturday, rather. I mean, that's when you can finally ink. So there's really no benefit in saying anything prior to you being able to put your pen on a piece of paper and confirm the deal. So will we get it before Saturday? Will it happen on Monday? Where's he going to go? I still say, and still leaning, he goes back to Toronto on a short-term deal. I'll tell you what Vegas thinks, because they're scrambling right now, the books. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, we'll dive into some hot dog eating competition next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
So I gotta tell you guys about this story too. Down here in South Florida, from over the weekend, I don't know if you guys heard about the 40 yards of gold competition, the sprinting competition that Chad Ochocinco had put together. It was held here in South Florida at the BB&T Center, which is where the Florida Panthers play the hockey team. And yes, we have hockey here in South Florida. The event actually went off, and you probably didn't know it because why would you? There wasn't any real marketing about this. There was a winner. There was a few winners here, but there are could very well be more losers than winners from this event. I will explain coming up as the shenanigans of Chad Ochocinco continue. And South Florida, it figures that this has to be South Florida where this comes from. It's unbelievable. But welcome in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we look to make it rain this week, Major League Baseball, Wimbledon action, Summer League basketball back in full effect, MMA this weekend. We talked to our friend Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, yesterday. Hopefully we're going to get him on again a little later next hour. He's got some monster fights here this weekend on the card. Santos, John Jones, Amanda Nunes getting ready to do some battle. Holly Holm, some great fights, great undercards, and also some great value, he feels. So we'll dive into a little bit of that coming up next hour. But I did mention, of course, that the 4th of July features a classic tradition, right? It is the fastest 10 minutes in sports, they say. It is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, where a bunch of people get on stage and they just slam as many hot dogs as they can, as humanly possible, without throwing up in a 10-minute span. They do it, of course, in front of a few thousand people that gather in to watch. Now, I would not want to be in the front row there of a hot dog eating competition because... Ooh, I have actually witnessed this firsthand. Joey Chestnut, a few years back, I was the MC of a competitive eating competition that Joey Chestnut was in, only it was a corned beef sandwich eating contest. It was around the St. Patrick's Day, and there is a big deli down here in South Florida called 2J's, and they were sponsoring this, and they would come out, and you'd get these pounds. You know, rye breads, piled high corned beef sandwiches. And again, 10 minutes and how many that you can slam. And I think they were a pound each, the sandwich, and he ate 24 of them in 10 minutes. It was the most disgusting thing to this day I've ever witnessed in my entire life. There were a group of people up there that just trying to, I mean, it's not like corned beef is the juiciest thing in the world here, guys. We're talking guys to be able to slam a pound each as they are stuffing I've still to this day have some nightmares about it. There was a female there. There was a woman there who couldn't have been but 100 pounds, who slammed, I think, eight or nine she ate too. And guys were struggling. It was rough. And then I had to interview Joey Chestnut afterwards. And the entire time I'm thinking he's just going to throw up all over me. This is awful. So I'm doing one of those where I'm holding the microphone, but I'm standing like I'm side saddling it. So in case he does actually go, give me a minute, I'm going the other way. But like a true pro he is, and a guy is a unbelievable champion, right? I mean, you've got Bill Russell has 11 NBA championships, right? Joey Chestnut, well, he's got 11 of these titles now in the last 12 years. Kobayashi, I believe, is the only guy to ever actually beat him in this hot dog eating competition. But as I'm interviewing him, I'm going, oh, please don't throw up, man. Just like, please don't throw up. I didn't eat any corned beef or pastrami sandwiches for like 2 years after that. I was like, I can't. Like, it's just, it does something to you when you witness this. Now, hot dogs are a little different. Because I don't know if they got, do they have to eat the buns too? I don't think they got to eat the buns. I think they just got to slam the hot dogs down, right?
No, they
and
have
let's
to
face
eat
it.
The buns.
They have to eat the buns.
They have to eat the whole thing. It's just a matter of how they want to eat it. Like, that's why they soak them in water.
Water. Okay. So that's how, all right. So there you go. Yeah, they weren't soaking these corned beef sandwiches in water. It was still to this day nauseating. But he is your odds on favorite here. All right, and it's not even close. In fact, in last year's competition, Joey Chestnut, he had a huge lead. He was up 20. Think about this. He had a lead of approximately 20 hot dogs with about 2 minutes left last year. So what are you supposed to do if you know you're going to win, right? Because they do have they have it posted up there. So with 2 minutes left, he's up. Nobody's catching you when you're up 20 hot dogs with 2 minutes left to go. So what does he do? He kicks it into another gear because he wants to beat his own world record, which he did. His own world record of 74 hot dogs. He ended up beating him. He ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes with buns, all right, last year. That's what you're dealing with here, which is why it's not even fun to look at him. He's a minus 1,200 favorite going into this tournament tomorrow. So there's really no value in Joey Chestnut winning. You can take the field and you want to know how big a favorite he is. Minus 1,200 Joey Chestnut. The rest of the field, meaning anybody else that's on the podium that's actually in this competition, you can get at plus 720. So they're not expecting anybody to overtake Joey Chestnut anytime soon. We talked yesterday on the morning after to Miki Sudo. She is a five. I think she has five straight championships now in the women's division. She ate 37 hot dogs last year, and she won by 9. She's also on her resume. She's finished 170 wings in 12 minutes. She finished second place in the National Buffalo Wing Eating Competition. And by the way, no gender brackets there in that competition. So she was the runner-up too. Joey Chestnut in that competition. And she also set, by the way, the women's world record, 41 hot dogs she ate in 2017. She's a minus 1,100 favorite to win, while the rest of the field is also plus 720. So there are two monster favorites in this competitive eating, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championships tomorrow there. And I think the better bets are the over-under in the amount of hot dogs they will eat. The men's competition, the over-under is set. You want to take a guess, Bavona, at how many the total is, the over-under? Keep in mind, he ate 76 last year and broke his own record. So what do you think the over-under is for the amount of hot dogs eaten for the winner there tomorrow?
I'm going to say 73.5.
Perfect. That's great. 73.5 it is.
Wow.
And Chestnut ate 74 last year on his way to slamming a couple of more. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Joey Chestnut, the way it's methodical, the way he goes about eating those things. And I know you guys are ready to start slamming down in the pit of misery here. I know you guys are ready to go. But honestly, how many hot dogs do you think you could put down in a 10-minute span?
In a 10-minute span, I could probably put down 4.
That's it. And now, not soaking the bun, are you talking eating?
I'm talking like actually enjoying hot dogs and enjoying the taste of them. No, if I had to
had to soak them, like if you honestly were going to try to see I'm with you, I could probably eat 4 comfortably and enjoy them. Anything beyond that would be dangerous. But how many could you slam if you're soaking the bread and you just want to woof them down?
10.
Oh, man. See, I have a hard time with wet bread, man. I like wet bread just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
I would have a hard time getting that down. Oh, God.
That's why Chris the intern and I are going with chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, much easier. Much better. You can eat those. You can just dip them in sauce and swallow them whole. You're good to go there. 73.5 is the over-under. The over is plus 115. The under is minus 134. So what are you guys in the pit there? You're about to embark on your own nugget-eating competition. Do you think Chestnut or whoever... Do you think they go over 73.5? Do you think he goes for the record again?
Or do you think? Well over.
Really?
Yeah.
At plus 115. Okay. So you think it's going to go over?
I think somebody's going to hit 80.
Really? You think, well, I mean, it's going to be a Chestnut at minus 1200. Who the hell else could it be in this competition besides Joey Chestnut? I mean, Kobayashi, I don't believe Kobayashi is. Is he in? I don't think he's in this right anymore.
I think he retired.
I thought he retired. I mean, he hasn't competed since like I think mid-2000s, like 2010 maybe. He's been retired for a while, but he was the guy that really him and Joey Chestnut were battling. Every time you saw those two guys go, it was a lot of fun. But I don't think he's done it in a long time. But Joey Chestnut is. It's a one trick pony here in this, and at minus 1200, I got to go under. I don't think he's going to go at minus 134 right now. I'm going to go under 73.5 because when we talked to Miki yesterday, she's like, "What good does it do me eating an extra 20 hot dogs if I've already won the competition?" So, she's one of these that's very aware of where she is in the competition. So, if she knows like, if she knew she was up 10 hot dogs with 2 minutes to go, she's probably not eating another hot dog. Like, she's not pushing herself. She made that very clear to us yesterday when we talked to her. And you got to appreciate that. Chestnut is just going to, he's in an open pit of misery. This guy is, he is going to woof them down. But I don't know, man. 73.5. How many more records does he need? By the way, he's just beating himself, isn't he, really, at that point? I mean, you're beating your own record. Like, what's the difference? I'm going to go under. I'm going to place the under better, though I appreciate you guys getting ready to devour a 100 nuggets there in 10 minutes. And by the way, are you doing a 10-minute span? How are you setting it up?
That's a good question. We're going to have to figure that out probably when we come back from...
How many do you think you can actually put down of these nuggets here? How long would it take you to do a 20-piece of nuggets?
Frank Stample said he tried to do 40, he got to 28. I think I could at least get to anywhere between 35 and 45.
Damn, dude! In 10 minutes? Oh.
I'll try.
All right, we got to set odds on this. We'll set odds on this coming up here. We'll do that on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Under.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
You scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So if you are serious about fantasy football and Dave Matthews, then you know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And, well, good news, Roto Experts has got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock, the Roto Experts, they'll be providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Now, save 10% at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And welcome in on this Wednesday as we get ready for a bit of a holiday weekend here. Some of you might have tomorrow off, might have Friday off. We here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network will have a couple of best of shows over the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday, July 8th, ready to rock and roll. All sorts of new programming coming your way. Good things happening here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we'll share those with you throughout the day here as the announcements start to come out. We told you already we got a 3M Open championship here in Minnesota. The PGA Tour getting ready to take center stage on a golf course they've never played before. In all likelihood, that means there's going to be a boatload of birdies. Some of the names that we threw out to you, some of the guys that we like, Bryson DeChambeau for sure is one of those guys. Plan for a birdie festival, maybe a 20, 23 under, that kind of thing. Brooks Koepka is the betting favorite, although I wouldn't recommend it at 7-1. But some of the guys that you may want to take a look at is Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, the rookie Victor Hovland. Also, Hideki Matsuyama is also a favorite here on the tour for this tournament. Bryson DeChambeau at 15-1 is probably as low as I would go. There are a couple of guys that you could throw some bombs with. A guy like Sepp Straka, who is 125-1. Sungjae Im, who a lot of people feel is way too good, rookie on the tour here, is going to get his first win. He's at 40-1. So there's some opportunities to cash. I would stay away from the favorites, though, this week at the 3M Open in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Now, we also told you, of course, about the hot dog eating competition where Joey Chestnut, it's his to lose. And really, at this point, it's just a matter of how many hot dogs does he want to win. He set the record with 74, I believe, last year. He had a 20 hot dog lead with approximately 120 seconds left. and he just kept wolfing him down, kicked it into another gear, broke his own record. The over-under is 73.5. So do you think he will tie or beat his own record? If you think that, the over is plus 115. The under is hovering around minus 135 for 73.5 hot dogs. Miki Sudo, who we talked to here on the network yesterday on the morning after, her number is 38.5. 38.5 is the hot dogs that she will down in 10 minutes. She did set the world record with 41 back in 2017. She ate 37 last year, but she also was very, very clear to us yesterday that she has no intention of doing what Joey Chestnut did, where, all right, I know I'm going to win this. I know I'm ahead of everyone, so I'm just going to go ahead and eat twice as record. She's not interested. She said, listen, if I know I'm going to win, if she knows wolfing down an extra 10 hot dogs to her, there's no point. So she wants to do just enough to be able to win. So if you're looking at the under 38.5 minus 128, the over 38.5 is even money. And something struck me talking to her yesterday that if she knows she's got a lead going into the final 60 seconds, I wouldn't anticipate her, going for any sort of record. So I do like the under with her at 38.5 as well. This competition made a few people upset too. Each and every year we get this, but maybe I didn't see Peter King, longtime, NFL writer there, Peter King, NBC Sports, been around forever. He took to Twitter yesterday and is just bent out of shape because ESPN did a 30 for 30 on competitive eating on the Nathan's Hot Dog Championships, and he was not happy with it. He wrote that it's a shame that at least a fifth of children in America go to bed hungry nightly, and they're highlighting gluttony, treating someone who overeats excessively as a competitive athlete. Truly disgusting, according to Peter King. Yeah. Okay, Peter King. Now, mind you, this is the same Peter King who defended on many occasions the convicted rapist, Darren Sharper. He was also a guy that apparently could not vote for Antonio Brown because he couldn't in good conscience do it, even though everything he did on the field deserved to get an all-pro ballot there. So he's very selective in what he finds to be disgusting, not disgusting. He rides that whole moral high ground there. Very interesting to me. Peter King would go out of his way to bash a 30 for 30 episode on something that has been a July 4th tradition. And he starts the whole, we've got starving kids in America. I get it. Yeah, we got starving kids in America. But I'm fairly certain there aren't an awful lot of hot dogs that are left over after these guys finish. So I don't know what the moral outrage is here. But again, we live in a time and we are in an era where if there is any chance that somebody might be offended, they're going to be offended. And they're going to let the whole world know they're going to be offended. And Peter King, congratulations, has now added his name to the list of people who are very sensitive about the issues surrounding sports and, of course, hunger in this country. But I'm really not sure what Peter King, besides posting a tweet, is doing to try and help the fifth of children in America who are going to bed hungry. I'm not really sure what charity he created or he is supporting to do something outside of just bitching and moaning on Twitter. I'm not really sure exactly what Peter King is doing to help this issue that obviously means so much to him that he would rip a documentary meant to tell the story of a contest we've been watching for how long now? I mean, how long is the Nathan's Hot Dog Championship been going on? It seems like it's almost forever. It's got to be what? 20, 30 years now this has been going on. I love how people find the way anyway to be pissed off about something that really they should not be. The reason we have IL now in baseball is somebody was offended by the word disability, right? We couldn't put disabled list anymore. We had to change it to the injured list, to the IL. We can't have owners anymore in the NBA. Why? Because somebody is offended by the idea that there's owners paying basketball players multi-trillions of dollars. Do you guys realize, like, in the first day of free agency, the very first day in free agency, the minute there was over, I believe, $3 billion in contracts, $3 billion in contracts handed out in a league where the word owner is offensive because it harkens back to the days of slavery and these supposed, governors now? These governors just wrote $3 billion worth of contracts to players. I so don't see the correlation there. I'm a little confused with the outrage. But again, Peter King, how dare you highlight gluttony and people eating competitively for money and, oh, I don't know, putting food on their own damn table for their own families. How dare you? How dare you call an owner who actually owns something and pays people an owner? And how dare you sip a cup of tea as a celebration when you score a goal against England? It's this kind of fake outrage that seems to be sweeping over not just this country but the world here, guys. I don't know if it's social media doing it, you know, everyone's got something to say type of thing. I'm not sure at what point this happened where we get offended by everything. Every little thing. We are happier when we're pissed off, I guess, than we are about going, you know what, it really not, you know, take it for what it is. It's a, you know, they're obviously, she's drinking tea, they're playing England, I get it, haha. Can we not get offended by what Alex Morgan does and after scoring a goal in the World Cup? Like, I just don't understand all the fake outrage, but it continues. And there should be some serious outrage, guys, on what happened here last week. And I know this story is going to get buried. It has not gotten a lot of publicity, but because I'm here in South Florida in circles here, we are laughing and laughing and laughing about this because I think we've all been there. Marquise Goodwin. You guys know who Marquise Goodwin is, right? NFL player, 49ers. He just unofficially became the fastest player in the NFL. And why is that? Well, because he just won a contest that was held here in Sunrise, Florida, the BB&T Center. It's a big building. It holds about 21,000 people. It's a big arena. It houses the Florida Panthers, the hockey team. Yes, we do have a hockey team here in South Florida. And this 40 Yards of Gold was also a pay-per-view event. Now, don't feel bad if you're going, I had no idea this was even a thing. You weren't alone. They didn't actually market it. I mean, hell, here in South Florida, they didn't market it very much. Outside of Ocho Cinco there running his mouth on social media and challenging people, which is really nothing different. I mean, him just screaming and yelling, nobody really takes him serious anyway. That was the whole thing. Marquise Goodwin, you were supposed to get Ted Ginn Jr. here. There were going to be a whole bunch of guys Dante Jackson, the Carolina Panthers cornerback. There was going to be this 16-person bracket challenge to determine who was the fastest athlete or fastest NFL player. Well, Marquise Goodwin won, guys. Marquise Goodwin actually beat out Dante Jackson in the finals to win that gold. And what was that gold? $1 million. That is right. A $1 million prize has been awarded to Marquise Goodwin for winning it. And by the way, everybody else who even participated, there was going to be, they raised $1 million, they said, for the winner, and then they had $1 million in ancillary prizes, guys who finished second, third, so on and so forth. So, of course, everybody that cashed got a check. The only problem was they were told when they were given the check, yeah, hey, man, don't cash that check until at least Friday. All right. Do me a favor. Hold on to that check. I mean, it's good. The check is good. Like, don't worry about it. Like, the check is good. But do us a favor. I know it says $1 million on it, but it's not going to be available until, you know, holiday week and all, like Friday. Like, wait till Friday to cash the check. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen, guys, when they go to the bank with these checks on Friday and try to cash their $1 million check? It gets better, guys. We'll finish. I'll tell you the rest of this story. It's fantastic. That's Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Welcome back in here. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Big final hour coming your way as we lay it down for you, our favorite Make It Rain plays of the weekend. And again, we got golf, we got Wimbledon matches, we've got MMA, we've got UFC, we've got, of course, Major League Baseball. We've got a hot dog eating competition. We got a lot of stuff here to lay out for you. We'll give you some of our favorite plays, and we'll do our best, of course, to make it rain. And we will do that coming up final hour. But what happened was, of course, we were telling you about the 40 yards of gold competition to try and establish who the fastest man in the NFL was. And we told you, of course, that the San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Marquise Goodwin won the competition, beating the cornerback of the Carolina Panthers, Dante Jackson. And for his efforts, he got a check for $1 million. Dante Jackson and a lot of the other guys that participated, a whole bunch of dudes you probably never heard of. Well, these guys all are supposed to receive money for finishing second, third, participating, so on and so forth. And in fact, they were all given checks, but they were also told, don't cash those checks, guys, until at least Friday. You know, July 4th, it's a bank holiday. So give us some time. We got to get the pay-per-view numbers in, and we got to tally it all up. So do us a favor. Just hold on to it. It's good, but, like, hold on to it until, like, Friday. And as sure as I am sitting here, guys, how many of you have ever gotten a check from a employer of any sort and they go to you, it's good, just hold on to it, but, like, don't cash it until next week? Like, what do you think the chances of these checks clearing are, especially when you look at the pictures from this event? And I'm telling you guys, I live here. It's 20 minutes up the road. This day, I had no idea this event was even taking place. I lost my microphone. I had no idea this event was even taking place in Florida, much less South Florida. I had no idea. So what happens? Nobody shows up. They had about 2,000 people in a stadium that seats 21,000. How many people actually paid $40 on pay-per-view? How many you think actually went there? Yeah, I'm going to say those checks not clearing, which, of course, is going to be the end of the 40 yards of gold competition. Unbelievable.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.